We know it seems that way, and we hear the emphatic story that you're telling. And we know it feels like you didn't start telling the story until you had the experience. But we really want you to know that if during the time that you're not feeling that way, you would tell a different warm-up story, you could have a different experience in time. It won't happen immediately, but you can have a different experience in time.
Okay. The other question is much more personal.
What can be more personal than PMS?
Yeah, well. I've been studying the law of attraction and all of this for a long time, and I kind of feel like I've been like the person you were talking about or in the first day of like, yes, I believe it, I deserve it, I deserve it, why don't I have it? I believe it, I deserve it. And I've gotten to a point for me what it's about is having a family and having a, not a good relationship, but a fabulous relationship, a great relationship, and a child with a man I love. And I just had a breakup not too long ago. I was in a relationship that was a total upstream. And I stayed in it and I compromised myself because I wanted a family so badly. And now...
Even though everything that you saw about it was not a vibrational match to what's in your vibrational escrow. But it felt to you like something was better than nothing. But turns out that's not true, is it?
No.
Because
no.
Because in the absence of something, there is a possibility of alignment. While in the presence of something that's really not a match, the possibility of alignment is harder. So you haven't lost ground, you've gained ground. Can you feel that?
Yeah, sometimes I feel it.
But can you feel how over time you've created a magnificent vibrational escrow about your family, about your children, about your mate, about your relationship? And can you hear us when we say, when you become a consistent match to that escrow, it has to start showing up in your experience. And you're stubborn, and good for you. You don't want something less than you want. So, but the thing that we're going to say to you in a sort of hard-hitting way, you got to figure out how to be a match to what's in your escrow. You got to start telling the story of what's in your escrow. You have to start telling the story of this family and this relationship and this kind-hearted man. You have to tell the story of how when you see him, you know him, and when he sees you, he knows you. You have to tell the story of how you're different and yet in alignment. You have to tell the story of how he's strong and yet doesn't do your work, and how he's allowing and allows you to show your strengths. You have to tell the story of how much fun it is to be together and what a funny personality he has, and how often he makes you laugh and how often you make him laugh. You have to tell the story of how expansive it feels and how the moment you met, you could feel this integrity, this coming together. It felt like it had been happening for a long time, and yet it still felt open-ended, like you had so much to discover in each other. You have to tell the story about how it didn't matter how long it took to get there because the waiting was well worth it. You have to tell the story that even though there are times that you realize that it hasn't fully manifested, that you're not worried about it because what's coming feels so good to you, that you're happily satisfied in the interim. In other words, you just got to tell a story that's pleasing while you tell it, and more detailed the longer you tell it, and thrilling you more as you add more details to it. Use the power of your storytelling. Use the power of your mind. Use the power of your selective sifting. And never mind where you are in terms of manifestation. Tell the story so that you achieve vibrational alignment with it. That's the purpose of the story. Because if you tell the story and you manage to achieve vibrational alignment through the storytelling that you're telling, then the universe has to deliver it to you. And then as it appears, oh, the coming together of you and you is the big reunion that we're talking about. We are so looking forward to your birthing those babies, and we're so looking forward to the experience that you will have with your mate. All of that is before you. But we're also looking forward to the soothing that you're going to give yourself in the telling of the story. That can be as good as the reality. And if you can know that, and you'll start telling the story,